Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Walking the dog, at the gym, traveling to or from work, whatever it is that you do while listening to your podcasts. Bit of a different episode today. We have the weekly podcast that comes out. This one, I'm going to go into just a bit of a rant, recording my thoughts a bit on A-League expansion. The FFA has announced the expansion process and has 15 bidders or people, clubs that have put their hands up. We're going to get into what I think about the whole thing. Please get along after the show if you have something to say, whether you disagree or agree with something, to our social media. So Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are at TPO Rankings, all one word. And please share this with somebody else. If you think somebody else will get a kick out of it, either good or bad, let them know. Enjoy. TPO Rankings. Hello, everyone. Jake here from the TPO Rankings. I just wanted to have a bit of a, I don't want to call it a rant, but I guess it is about A-League expansion, which has obviously been in the media a lot lately. We're now a few days, nearly half a week, post the due date for the expansion expressions of interest. So there's been 15 bids put in, apparently, and everyone's really excited about it. Now, I've got a bit of a problem with it. I want to say up front, I don't think 10 teams is the right number for the A-League, not by a long shot, but the problem that I have with this, well, there's a couple, and I'll admit I'm probably being a bit cynical, so you know, put it in that context, happy to have your feedback. But the first thing is, I don't know if I truly believe that the FFA is actually going to go through with this. Honestly, you think about what expansion does every time it even gets hinted at. It's a huge marketing tool. I mean, it just the topic of conversation gets huge amounts of interest. People go off onto talking about what the new teams might be, where they're going to be from, derbies, all this sort of thing. And that's no exception here with these the 15 bids that have come in. So like I say, you know, it's not an easy or a difficult thing, sorry, for the FFA to turn around and after looking at the bids say, you know, none of them meet our criteria, therefore we're not expanding. And yet they would get huge backlash for that, but it would be easy to point to the finances and come up with whatever the reason was. So again, I'm being a little cynical, but I think that the topic of expansion is used in a bit of a strategic way a little bit. Now, let's assume that they do go forward with it. There is an expansion of, at the moment, they're saying two teams, and a lot of people, I think, have rightly said, well, why is it two? You know, if there's four or five or six successful or bidders that are meeting all the criteria and look like they would add something to the A-League, why are we stopping it at 12? And I think that's probably a valid question, but my point has always been from the, you know, promotion, relegation, second division, all those sorts of things, I'm definitely in the camp that says we need those things. And I would even say that we need them before the expansion of the A-League, and or at least not. Here's my problem. Expanding the A-League by itself actually doesn't add that much, and I'll go through what I mean by that in a minute. But essentially, if that's all you're doing and you're saying that, you know, we'll get that right and then we'll look at these other things like second division and promotion relegation and whatever else you want to put into that bucket, I think there's some problems with that. So, you know, I think if you expand the A-League, you get a couple new teams. Here's the things that I think that you get out of that. Firstly, obviously, you've got additional professional players in the league. So another, say, call it two teams, 23 players in a squad, less some marquees in there, you're going to have somewhere in the vicinity of 40 new professional players or spots for professional players. Now, that's a huge benefit, obviously, from a player development point of view and offering opportunity. Not arguing with that. So that's a good thing. You have, you know, an extra coach or two at the top level, hopefully Australian. So again, coach development, and obviously all of the other staff and you know, assistant coaches and backroom technical directors and whatever else goes with that. You have more games per season, hypothetically, although I'll put an asterisk on that and say it wouldn't surprise me at all if we saw the FFA keep it to, say, the 27 games we play right now, similar to like an AFL type fixture list where we play everybody twice and then there's some teams that get or will play each other three times and others only twice, something like that. I mean, I can't see that that's a good idea from any point of view, but yeah, that's a possibility. Obviously, the biggest benefit is additional interest for the fans. You know, it's a novelty factor. We saw it with every team that's come in, even those like Northern Fury and Gold Coast where they didn't work out. There was a huge boost of interest when those teams were playing, at least initially, and that'll be the same here. I mean, that'll always be the same. Although I would argue that that's not necessarily because of expansion of the A-League, although that's part of it. It's the fact that there's something new and different. That's, you know, different is exciting in this sense. There'll obviously be more derby games, given that Fox Sports has said that, or at least in, from what my understanding is, the TV deal contract allows for additional payments if there's new clubs from Brisbane, Sydney or Melbourne. And that should tell you enough about where the FFA will have their focus. But obviously there'll be more derby games, more interest for the fans of those teams, good for TV audiences, those sorts of things. I mean, I'm, again, not arguing with that. And the extra money that should come from the TV deal, the current TV deal, although my understanding, again, is that it's probably not enough even to cover the payment to those clubs, let alone add money to the pockets of FFA for other things. But maybe in future TV deals, you'll see an argument put forward that there's more games, more teams, and therefore more value. Like I said, a lot of good things to come out of expansion. Now, let me tell you why I have an issue with some of these things, because if we're talking about expansion in isolation and that's all we're doing, and then we go and look at all the other issues after that, which is what I see a lot of arguments from people on social media and forums and whatnot. A couple of the things that come out of that, you get, firstly, you know, a very ambiguous process, selection process in terms of picking those two expansion clubs. There'll be, like I said, 15 clubs have shown interest. Now, if it, not sure whether it'll stay at 15 once the FFA asks for the formal bids that have to meet all the criteria or address all the criteria, but let's just say it's 15. If they pick two clubs, what happens to those others? And we've seen you know, a version of this when Western Sydney came in, and with Gold Coast, Northern Fury in the past. You know, think about Canberra. They had a bid in there at one point. They've disappeared. Now there's an argument that they're coming back. There's a bid in this round of expansion as well, but essentially we're saying we've got 15 groups of people willing to invest millions and millions of dollars in football in Australia, and we're going to go through a process that, let's not kid ourselves, it's not going to be transparent. I mean, they talk about meeting strict criteria. They're not going to tell us what the criteria are, because then that takes the power or the decision-making away. I mean, it leaves it, it has to be something that gives them a bit of subjectivity. So you're going to get 13 other bidders who feel disillusioned potentially, or we'll just go somewhere else, or some might hang around, which would be a good thing, but I just can't see it. You know, you're talking about 15 people ready to invest millions, and we're going to say no to the majority of them. Anyway, obviously that's an issue that I have. More irrelevant games at the bottom of the table each season is another issue. I mean, it's all good to say let's expand the league, but and again, I'm the first to criticise the fact that we have 6 out of 10 teams make the finals. That's, you know, you can finish in the bottom half and still make the finals. It's ridiculous. And expanding the number of teams obviously makes that ratio a little bit more in line with what seems reasonable. But again, the bottom half of the table, you're only going to get more dead rubber games. It's, we complain, you see the ratings for some games at the moment, like this season. You know, I'm picking on a couple of teams only because they come to mind, which is maybe a bit unfair, but, you know, Mariners versus Wellington Phoenix, two clubs that were, you know, out of the finals race quite early, or relatively early compared to some of the other teams. I mean, nobody is going to watch that as a neutral. And some of those games have been very unexciting, I guess, to watch. So more irrelevant games in that sense. The added interest that we get as well, I mentioned novelty. I think that's what it is. You know, it's only ever going to be temporary. If that's all you do is you bring in a couple of teams, and in a few years, everyone will have the same conversations, and the words like boring and stale and that, you know, the same sort of thing will come out. And you know what they'll do? They can expand by another two teams. I get it. You can keep doing that, but only for so long. And it really is just a novelty. I mean, it doesn't change necessarily the economics of the league, unless you can somehow show that these new teams are actually adding benefit above just meeting, or, you know, doing the same as what the clubs that are already there are doing. So, again, it's a novelty factor. It's exciting for the fans of these new potential teams, but it's not the way to grow football in my mind. And just a couple of other small things. You know, increased resentment, I think, is probably a risk from the rest of the football pyramid, mincing my words there, there's a lot of clubs that feel excluded right now, and they still will after this process. There's a couple of NPL teams who have put their hand up for expansion. if they don't get in, I mean, what's their next option? They're just going to be annoyed and angry at the process and feel hard done by whether that's right or wrong. You know, maybe they don't have the best bids and they legitimately miss out from that point of view. But there's going to be people that have, you know, not particularly good opinions of the process, I think. And again, that doesn't mean that it's a bad process. People miss out are always going to be unhappy. But, you know, the rest of the football pyramid is huge. There's thousands of clubs and, you know, the AAFC, is it the Australian Association of Football Clubs? I think that's what it is, that's representing a lot of the NPL clubs at the moment. I mean, they've said that they've got 121, or at least it's the number that's stuck in my head, member clubs that have kind of formed part of the AAFC. And about, I think it was 45 or 35 maybe, of those have shown interest in a second division. So there's clubs there that want to push to the next level. I mean, take away the fact of, or the question of whether they can or can't, they have interest in doing that. And to say to them, no, you're still going to sit outside of this, you know, the elite environment, I think is only going to cause ill will and more animosity between stakeholders in the game. I mean, we're talking about the FFA, the PFA, the you know, the, a lot of acronyms, the AAFC, the NPL clubs, state federations. I mean, if we want to grow football, and become the number one sport from a commercial point of view and from a, you know, the elite level, then we need to be working together. We can't have these arguments and people infighting and self-interest and all of that sort of thing working against the better interests of football. And an expansion process to me does more of that. You know, it focuses entirely on the top level to the exclusion of those outside of it. And I don't know, you know, like I said, this is a discussion, it's an opinion, and opinions change, and I'm still kind of toying with some of this in my mind, so I'm happy to hear some feedback or, you know, have a discussion with people. But to me, expansion is the answer if it sits alongside an overall vision for football in Australia, and it has to include a second division. And promotion relegation has to be part of the conversation, at least. I mean, we can't sit here and say it won't work, or it won't work for 10 or 20 years. I mean, that, unless there's something backing that up, or that there's a conversation or an analysis or something, we can't just say that and assume that that's right. I mean, to me, there's just so much that can be done, and where we're focusing on the top level. And as I said, if it's just focusing on expansion, you're missing the boat. You're missing all of these other benefits that could work alongside it. So, as I say, it did turn into a bit of a rant there, which it wasn't necessarily supposed to, but I have seen some calls and articles which I think are kind of going in the right direction in the last week that start saying, you know, if we've got 15 bids and only a couple of them get picked, why can't the rest go into a second division? Now, I don't know whether that's necessarily the right answer either. I think that's a good starting point. I think a second division, if it comes to fruition, should include you know, a number of those new clubs that have the people behind them that are ready to invest and, you know, build stadiums or whatever else they're promising. But it should also be opened up to NPL clubs and those that have ambitions. I mean, that the 15 bidders that we've got now are bidding for the A-League. You can't tell me that out of the hundreds of NPL clubs or 100-odd NPL clubs around the country, that there aren't a couple in there at least that might not feel like they are ready for an A-League tilt, but they would it if it was a second division. So I think it's a separate bidding process. But anyway, that's my thoughts on it for now. It's gone on nearly 15 minutes, and like I've said to Cody, I could talk about this forever. So listen, if you've got an opinion, if you disagree with me or agree, more than happy to have the conversation. And as long as you don't come back with a "that won't work" comment without at least giving me some sort of reasoning behind it, I'm more than happy to enter that discussion with you. So we'll see where the expansion process takes us and what comes of it. But for now, it's exciting, but I'm hesitant to see where it goes. Yeah. So there you have it, guys. My rambling thoughts on A-League expansion as it stands at the moment. What did you think? Get across to our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TPO Rankings, all one word, and let me know. You can leave me a comment somewhere. Also, let me know if you like this style of podcast. It's obviously a bit rambling, it's a bit ranty, it's just basically talking through my opinion, and I might get Cody to do the same. But if you like this sort of thing and you'd like to hear more, please let us know. And as always with the podcast, if you can share it with somebody who listens to podcasts, who's into football and might get something out of this, please let them know, and we would really appreciate it.